consulting is a $30 million career opportunity. So don't miss out on your chance of getting in there. Most of you are great and amazing. You just lack the tools and the tactics how to make your light shine bright enough to be hired. I am one of the few people in this world who got hired twice by McKinsey, so I really know how to present myself. Come join this podcast. I'm going to share with you what I've learned in 10 years at McKinsey and 10 years as a CEO and entrepreneur. All my life experience and my learnings go in here. And once you've listened enough, join our Facebook group, where actually a very cool bunch of people are putting the learnings into practice as they make their way towards their offer from a top global consulting firm. Before we get started, just want to remind you, I'm holding a webinar on the secrets of how to be invited for interviews. Quick preview, it's different than you think. It's a lot of mindset work. How do you develop an unstoppable mindset, break through all that bullshit that's keeping you from taking action? Then how to discover this story of amazingness about yourself that you actually have to present, and how to dare to present it, and then how to put this into a document that makes a recruiter scream with joy. That's what the webinar is about. Check it out. The link's in the show notes. In my teachings about the case interview, I talk a lot about how the case interview is the common sense and basic math interview. And that consulting is a lot, in fact, about common sense and basic math. Does what you propose make general sense? And do the numbers add up? Now, you sometimes wonder if it's that easy. Why is it that there's these firms that charge $5,000 a day for their people to come in and deliver common sense and basic math? I'll tell you a little story today on how this does not work when you hire cheap consultants or cheaper consultants, or how it can massively backfire. So the story is about, it was in my father's company. He owned that company, and we had a consultant come in, and he would help us with maintenance cost. Maintenance costs were 1.5 million euros a year. And he came in and he proposed this concept, and then he wanted to do sort of his consulting magic. And so I was invited for the final presentation and get in, and there was the maintenance team and there was the consultant, and the consultant started to present on how his scheme is going to optimize maintenance. So, and he said, well, he's really glad he will be able to deliver a 25% savings in maintenance. And then he started to present some stuff. And I interrupted him and said, look, well, great, I love it that you will save 25%. That's substantial money, and that sure justifies your fees. Just tell me one thing. Our maintenance cost is 50% of it is spare parts, and 50% is our people, maintenance people working in maintenance. Now tell me, which 25% of my people can I fire, and which 25% of spare parts do we not need anymore? Or alternatively, how can we buy our spare parts 25% cheaper? So the guy becomes all red and says, no, this concept, it works in it has a very different way. No, first he said, since sort of all of a sudden all of my maintenance people looked at him, and he said, no, nobody needs to be let go for this to work. So I said, oh, even better, because I like my people. So, which 50% of our spare parts will we not need anymore? And or how do we buy all our spare parts at 50% off? I'd love to understand that. And then he started to stutter and stammer and actually wanting to say, no, this is it works on a different level, and we will do sort of preventive maintenance, and then the maintenance will work sort of more efficient, and there will be this model at work. And I was like, yeah, screw your model. Tell me, I mean, where is the savings gonna come from? And there was just no concept behind it. It was just all fluff. There was nothing. We just kicked out the guy and then started to work anew. But that is the sort of consulting you sometimes get. And that's why the big firms can charge their high fees, because they just stand for that there is no such bullshit delivered, that there is actually substance behind it, and that in the end, when after a project, you will actually be able to look at your profit and loss statement and actually find the effect somewhere and not just create a lot of paper. And it is this simplicity, that this sort of bringing it back to, okay, how does this work very simply, and where can we find it in the numbers, and do the numbers add up? That is consulting. And that is what is looked at in the interview. Do you have common sense? Can you think about things that really work, and can you add up the numbers so that these fit together and don't come up with some arcane thinking and theories and screw theories? It's can you have impact? That's what consulting is about. So keep that in mind. It is basic common sense. No, it's common sense and basic math. It's the common sense and basic math interview.